Good morning, and welcome to the first episode of the YBC podcast. I am Alfie, and I'm joined by my best friend, Miss Megan Mullins.
Hello.
And today we're going to be interviewing one of our newest teachers to the YBC, Mr. Nick Sad.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, yes. So we've got some basic, well, I'd say basic, but we don't know. We've got some good interview questions to ask you. And we'll go from there.
Okay, yep. Meg, fire away.
What inspired you to become a teacher?
What inspired me to become a teacher? That's a great question. When I was in year five, so I was 10 years old, I had a really, really good teacher. His name is Mr. Reese. And he made learning really quite fun for me. I used to find things like maths and science and things like that really, really exciting. But I was never liked reading very much and things like that. So Mr. Reese came along and he really inspired me. And now reading is one of my favorite things to do. So yeah, that's what inspired me to become a teacher.
Awesome.
My year five teacher, Mr. Terry Reese.
How did you choose a subject to teach?
When I was in comprehensive school, I was doing A-levels, and I did A-levels in maths, geography and science. And science was always my favourite, so I ended up doing my degree in science, and then I did my teaching qualification on the back of that. So that's how I ended up doing it. I'm a science teacher, but I've got maths as well that I can teach as well. But most of my experience has been in primary schools.
God, that's amazing. Fair play. Honestly, you are a really good teacher in this school.
Thank you, Alfie. That's really kind.
You are fitting, to be honest. You are like a part of the YBC family.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you very much.
What was your favourite subject when you were in school?
My favourite subject when I was in school. Now, I always liked maths. And I always liked sciences, particularly biology. I like learning about animals and plants and things like that. But then, as I got a little bit older and going through school, I started to really enjoy, as I mentioned there, Mr. Reese really inspired me to get into reading and things. And I used to really enjoy English lessons as well. I wasn't very good at writing stories, but I used to really enjoy reading them. So I think my favourite subject when I was in school would have been biology.
Really?
That was my favourite one. Yeah.
What's yours, Megan? I think my kind of favourite subject, I like to do maths with Paul. I think I've really improved this year. I was improving last year.
Absolutely, you were off. Yes.
I had to go bigger. I needed to go bigger. But can I ask you another question?
Of course you can. You go for it.
Did you always want to work in education, or did you have any other career ideas?
Well, when I was in comprehensive school, all the way through comprehensive school, I wanted to be a nurse.
A nurse?
My mum was a nurse, and I always liked helping people, and I like the mention that I like biology, I like the medical side of things.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be a nurse. And then another teacher, Mr. Yamin Ali, he asked me one day when I was in sixth form if I would go and do a biology lesson to some children in year seven. So I agreed. I went along and did it, and I really, really enjoyed it. And that kind of helped me to come along to follow on to become a teacher.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, what's your question, Meg?
What was the biggest challenge you had to face in the classroom?
The biggest challenge I've ever had to face in the classroom. Do you mean there's lots of different challenges that we have within classrooms, and every classroom is really, really different. I've spent a lot of time teaching in primary schools where there have been, I think the most challenging class I taught in a primary school was in a very small classroom with 36 year six children in it. That was very, very difficult because there was so many children in there and so much extra that you have to do then. Because then if you've got 36 children and you've got 36 books to mark, you've got 36 plan sheets to fill in. You've got the workload increases a great deal, so that's quite challenging. The challenges of YBC are very different to teaching in a school like that, but I much prefer it here.
Yeah. So I was gonna jump on that question and ask, do you sure. prefer primary schools more, or do you prefer like secondary schools?
Most of my experience has been in primary schools.
Yeah.
The only real experience I've had with it within secondary schools has been through, I used to be a tutor outside school, so I used to tutor maths and science.
Wow, that's amazing.
And when I first started in YBC, I was, as you know, Alfie, because I was teaching you,
yeah.
was teaching Key Stage 4, with their maths, and now I'm back, and now I'm down in Key Stage 2. I think Key Stage 2 is where I'm happiest.
Yeah.
Because it's what I'm used to, it's what I've done for all of my career, and I'm a little bit too old to change now.
So back onto the questions now. What was the most rewarding part of becoming a teacher?
The most rewarding part of becoming a teacher, that's an easy question. It's seeing the children develop.
Yeah.
And I don't just mean develop as in develop with their work, you know, to get better at their maths, get better at their English, get better at their reading. But I mean develop as people as well. Seeing them grow up and become young adults,
become like bigger.
Yeah, and that's the most rewarding thing for me.
Ah, that's lovely. Ah, we're at number 7. Ah, that's fantastic. I think it's nice to see him progress. And
it is lovely. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Meg, what's your question? Do we go again, Pio? Yeah? Sorry about that, guys. I'm just going to do another one. How's teaching been, changed over the years? How has it changed?
Oh, it's massive changes over the years. Massive changes over the years. It's become, in some ways, it's become easier.
Yeah.
With the advent of the technology that you can use these days is amazing. The internet and use of computers and use of tablets and things like that has made education much easier for teachers. Plus, it's much easier for learners as well. However, it's become a lot more challenging because there's a lot more demands upon us as teachers. And that can be quite stressful at times.
Yeah. I remember back in primary school, my teacher, she used to have, because you had to have like 3 different classes constantly.
Classes?
Yeah. Wow. Well, obviously they rotated, but she had to have the stress of doing 3 different, well, they were in a class full of 30 children. And when you have to do each young person's work, I think it got a little bit too stressful for her.
Mm.
In the end, she just stuck to our class and we just returned to be the one class.
Just having the one class, yeah. That's probably better, I think.
Yeah. What's your next question, Meg?
So, my next question is, do you have a favourite lesson or a topic to teach?
My favourite topic to teach would be a science lesson, like a biology lesson. But I like to go outside. So come the summertime, we're going to be going out with my class quite a lot, and we do a lot of looking for things in the environment and things like that. So yes, any science I enjoy teaching. That's my